This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, did you miss me? I missed you. And of course, it is a gigantic show today. I am here. I am live. I am back. And we have so much to tackle tonight. Of course, it's Medal of Honor Monday, and we will get to that about an hour from now. A little disclaimer, next hour, about halfway through next hour, we're going to have a guest on. It's Brandon Weichert, and he's going to discuss this Special Forces soldier killing a Chechen in America. There's so much more to this story than people are talking about, and it is a jaw dropper. The things this guy has to say, it's going to blow your mind. That's coming up next hour. So we have that. Yes, I am aware that maybe I missed a little bit of something last week. So I will talk about the Trump stuff here in a moment, the trial, the conviction, all these things. I know about the Fauci testimony today. I have all kinds of Fauci audio, emails, fun, all that. I'm even going to rant on airports because I was traveling. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want you to know I missed you dearly. I was talking to my wife last night and I told her, I wish I could do the show right now. That's how bad I missed you. So here we go. In fact, let's just knock out a couple of these because I might as well address it right off the bat. Hey, Jesse, we listened to Rush for 32 years. I hope to listen to you that long. You resemble him in many ways, but this week in yet another way. Without fail, he would take a week off and all hell would break loose in the country, and he wasn't here to sort things out. I can't wait to hear your 50,000-foot perspective on the Trump trial. Here's another guy. Where the hell are you? He says. Your audience needs some answers. Rush never took a week off. Your website has no answers. Another guy. Dear Oracle, stop asking us to be legal. We're done with it. Okay, so first of all, let's address the first email first. I will admit to you, when I decided to take a vacation last week, it was a decision that was not made 35 seconds before the week started. I didn't know the Trump verdict was going to be happening when I took it off. Okay, that's one. And I'll tell you, as soon as it happened, I thought to myself, oh gosh, I can't believe I'm on vacation. I can't believe I'm not there to talk about it. So yes, that sucks. I didn't plan it that way. That's one. Two, to the guy who says the website doesn't tell us where you are. Where are you? That actually really blesses me. It blesses me that that thing happened and you had to tune in to hear what I had to say and I wasn't there and you got desperate. Look, where was I? I just took a vacation. It's just the wife and a couple kids. I told you I always wanted to show the boys the 9/11 Memorial Museum in New York City. And so that's what we did. We took them up there to teach them that they needed to hear it. I'll get into that. They needed to see it. I'll get into that later on. So I'm sorry. I was just on vacation. I didn't mean to. Now let's deal with it. All right. Let's deal with what happened. First, let's zoom out a little bit on this whole thing. You already know the deal. You've heard all analysis. This is last week, days ago, blah, 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 blah. Trump convicted on 34 counts, so on and so forth. Now, let me ask you an honest question, and I want you to be honest with yourself. Were you shocked? Were you surprised? I'm not about to be mean, but were you shocked when the word came down? These ridiculous charges, and they're just so absurd. Everything was ridiculous. But when the verdict came down, guilty, all 34 charges, and now he's facing house arrest or probation or even prison. I talked to another lawyer today who says that's not outside of the realm of possibility at all. Were you shocked? Were you surprised? Okay, so let's deal with this. If you got that news, not that you were mad or sad. We were all those things. That's fine. But if you were shocked, I can't believe they would. How could they do these charges? Well, then we need to talk. You see, it's so huge in life. It's probably the hugest thing in life, in your personal life, in your business life, in your political life, whatever you're doing. It is so, so critical to figure out who you're dealing with and what they want. Who are you dealing with and what do they want? This human being that I'm dating, I'm not dating anyone, sorry, but this human being that I'm dating, what does she want? Who is she? What are her motivations? Who is he if you were in the Air Force? What are his motivations? What does he want? In the business world, you're going in to interview for a job. Maybe you're signing up for a business partner. Maybe you do. Who am I dealing with? What does this guy want? Is it just about money? Is it about this? Is it about who is he? What does he want? Part of the reason the right is caught with its pants down and surprised so many times by what the communists do is the right doesn't, even to this day, they do not understand who and what they're dealing with. Do you know this was, I'm actually not even going to do the obnoxious I was right thing. I'm really not doing that. You know, this is me from over a year ago. Listen to this doozy.
Donald Trump is in very serious trouble, legal trouble. Not because he did anything wrong, because we have parts of this nation now, New York City being one of those, that are wholly controlled by communists at every level.
Oh, Jesse, but if it goes to trial, he'll be fine.
Do you have any idea the percentage of Democrats versus Republicans in Manhattan where that trial is going to be held? Over 80% Democrats. Do you know that Democrats in this country do genuinely believe Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler?
This is me from over a year ago.
I don't like what I'm about to tell you, but I'm going to say something, all right? Because I feel obligated to tell you this. Donald Trump is going to be convicted of crimes. Convicted of crimes. Not just put on trial. Whether it's New York, D.C., or Atlanta, they are going to put him on trial. And the jury of 12 communists, they're going to come back. And they're going to convict Donald Trump of felonies. It is a guarantee, 1,000%. Bet your mortgage on it, your wife, your husband, and both your kidneys. Donald Trump will be convicted of crimes. Again, let's pause for a moment. Do not be a naive child who emails me and tells me he didn't do anything wrong. I know that. Grow up. This has nothing to do with what he did or didn't do. I know he didn't do anything wrong. He's in an evil communist justice system now. They're going to convict him of these crimes.
How did I know? That's from over a year ago. And I remember it like it was yesterday. The emails we showed up to after we did that show, it was, gosh, there had to be 500 of them. That's so stupid. I'm not even listening to you anymore. They're not going to convict him. He didn't commit any crimes. Jesse, what are you, stupid? Trump isn't a felon. Joe Biden's the felon. Oh, Jesse, how are they going to convict him? There had to be 500 of them the next day. How did I know? How did I know? Well, I'm actually not an oracle, and I'm most definitely not an intelligent human being. I'm the furthest thing in the world from it. I'm a moron. But there is one thing. I don't have many skills. There is one thing I have always been good at since I was a child. I have understood people and their motivations. I understand who I'm dealing with and what they want at all times. And I'm here to tell you, if you were shocked, surprised last week when it came back 34 for 34 convicted on the charges, then you, it's not that you're dumb or naive. I didn't really mean that. Maybe you are a little naive, but it's not that you're stupid or a bad person or anything like that. I'm not saying that. But you need to work on your people skills. I don't mean interpersonal skills. I mean, your understanding of people. Here's the truth. Here's the reality of it. There are parts of this country, and I'm not trying to get your blood pressure up all over again. I'm going to
I'm actually going to talk you off the ledge here shortly, just stay with me. But there are portions of this country, not the whole country, top to bottom, I'm not saying that, but there are portions of this country now that are communist. And I mean a one-party communist-run nation. Depending on where you currently reside, you might already live in a communist country. Whether or not you want to acknowledge that or believe that, that's your problem. You do. Me, I'm in Texas. So I'm not fully in a communist country because I have certain levels of government protection above me where that one-party rule doesn't necessarily apply. But if you are in, if you're listening to the sound of my voice in Seattle, and many are, Los Angeles, New York City, we'll make it about New York City. If you're listening to the sound of my voice in New York City, I'm not even going to do that thing where I tell you to move again. Now, I'm not going to do that. We don't have time for that tonight. I have too many other things to get to. You can move. Don't move. I don't care. But you better understand where you live and what you're dealing with now. And that is something we're going to discuss, what you're dealing with and how we deal with them. Before we deal with that, let's deal with your dog and his health. Do you see? We love our dogs. I love my dog. We just got back from vacation. We were back for five days? And Fred bombards us when we walk in, and the whole family drops everything to get on the floor and cuddle with Fred. Okay, I get the love of a dog. I get it. And I hope that fluffy idiot is there doing that another 10 years from now. But how can I make that happen? How do I make Fred live longer? I want those moments to last. That's why we give Fred Rough Greens. There's no nutrition in your dog's food. Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. All natural nutritional supplement. Vitamins, minerals, omega oils, digestive enzymes. Fred used to have really gross digestive problems that I won't get into after every meal. He never has them anymore now. Thank you, Rough Greens. Get your dog on some Rough Greens. He'll live longer. RoughGreens.com/Jesse or call 833-33-MY-DOG. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And yes, we have Medal of Honor Monday coming up about 45 minutes from now. And yes, I missed you. If you want to email me, you are welcome to. We are back. Not going anywhere now. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. Fire them all in. Now let's discuss what we're dealing with and why and how do we deal with it. Okay, Trump gets convicted. Well, we always knew that. I always knew that. You knew that probably. We talked about this, but how do we know? Well, remember, when you are dealing with communists, you are not dealing with people who share your value system. And I'm not even actually going to insult their value system now, although it may come off as insulting because I'm naturally insulting. We're just going to deal with matter of facts here. Just matter of facts here. You probably believe in concepts like right and wrong, good and evil, things like that. The communist does not think in those terms. Why? Well, here's the best way I can describe it. Have you ever... You know what? Pause. You want to do a little history with me? I think this will probably best describe what I'm talking about. You've heard of the Punic Wars, right? We've talked about them a bunch on the show. The Punic Wars. Punic, you know what that means? The Punic Wars. They were the wars between Rome and Carthage. There were three of them, Rome and Carthage. Maybe now you're thinking, oh, that was Hannibal. Correct. Hannibal was the second Punic War. The second Punic War. But the third Punic War is the one I want to talk about briefly. Just a couple minutes. Sorry, you're not getting a long history thing, but just give me a couple minutes here. I think it'll help explain what I'm trying to get out here. Rome, after Hannibal had invaded Italy, Hannibal had been beating up on the Roman armies, killed all these Roman senators, won all these battles. Eventually, they defeat Hannibal at the Battle of Zama at the end of the Second Punic War, but after that war was done and the Carthaginians were defeated in every possible way, the Romans put these horrible reparations on them, and yeah, Rome won and everything else, but the sting, the fear the Romans still held after that was palpable. They were a quick jaunt across the Mediterranean away from a society that had killed Roman armies en masse, wiped them out. A society that very clearly was close to Rome's equal, if not their equal, economically, militarily. And that society had just invaded Rome. So for the Romans, for so many of the Romans, Carthage was all evil. It was the root of all evil. It was the source of all their problems. And I'm not just talking about some regular gossip on the street corner. Roman senators, the most senior Roman senators, would give speeches on the Roman Senate floor, and they would end their speeches with, "Carthage must be destroyed." I'm paraphrasing, but that's how they would end every speech. "We must destroy Carthage." Now, hold on a minute. Carthage was defeated at this time. Carthage was down and out. They had lost the war. They were repaying all these reparations, and yet Carthage must be destroyed. Carthage must be destroyed. That was what the Romans had said. But then we have the Carthaginians. Yeah, they were paying reparations, but they went back to doing really what they'd always done. They were trading back and forth, goods, services, boating across the Mediterranean, making money. And then one day the Romans showed up at their door, high-ranking Romans. And the Romans said, "Hey, Carthage, we need some things from you." And Carthage said, "Okay, what do you need?" And the Romans said, "Well, we need you to destroy all of your ships. We need you to turn in every weapon you have. And we need you to hand over 300 of your children." They were the children of the high-ranking members of Carthaginian society. "Hand over your children as hostages so we can kill them if you get out of line." Now, pause on everything else, because this is going to come back to American politics here in a moment. You and I, we have the benefit of hindsight, but that's the only way we can look at the story. Why would the Carthaginians agree to any of that? Isn't that what you're thinking right now? Because they did it. The Carthaginians promptly destroyed their ships, and they handed over their kids, and they handed over all their weapons, everything, every single shield, armor, sword, spear, whatever. They handed it all over. And you, me, looking back on this story now with the benefit of hindsight, we look at them and we say, "Are you guys nuts? Are you stupid? Are you, what is wrong with you? Are you guys the dumbest people? Is it corrupt? What is wrong with you?" But you want to know the difference between you and me and the Carthaginians? You, me, we understand who the Carthaginians were dealing with and what their motivations were. The Carthaginians, they couldn't accept that. They didn't accept that. They thought, "If I just do this, Rome will let me go." And then fast forward to the end of the story, Carthage was no more. The whole place was burned to the ground. Every man, woman, and child was murdered or sold into slavery. Now let's go back and talk about American politics and you and me and what we're dealing with. Now, this may be hard to hear, so you just need to grab your male vitality stack from Chalk to get yourself ready. Or female vitality stack. Look, we need to start natural herbal supplements as our first stop. Not our last stop. Not when all else has failed. I didn't like the side effects. Our first stop should be Chalk.com. Chok.com. I tell you about the male vitality stack just because that's what I take every day. And just my energy levels are so good. My mind works better now. Female vitality stacks do the same thing for the ladies. But it doesn't matter what you're looking for. They have endless supplies of natural herbal supplements to make your life better. Go to chok.com, chok.com, and find out what they've got. You will love it. Whatever you choose, take it for 90 days. Tell me how you feel.
CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse for a discount. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, half hour away from Medal of Honor Monday, an hour away from a jaw-dropping story about a Green Beret and a gunfight with a Chechen. And anyway, just hang on. It's an amazing show where we're talking about. I'm giving you my little recap on the Trump verdict stuff and my thoughts on it. We have not understood and accepted what we're dealing with. Therefore, we are constantly in a state of shock and surprise at what we need to do to combat them and the things they do. We're shocked by it. In fact, ever since the verdict, you've seen or heard people on the radio or television say, we need to start arresting Democrats now. You've heard that, right? You've heard that? That's funny. That's a good idea. This was me from over a year ago.
We should have red state AGs indicting Democrats. And I don't mean one. It shouldn't be a one-off. If you're a red state AG right now, you should be cooking up an indictment on a Democrat, an elected Democrat in your state. So there can be a statement made where, boom, 10 of them go down like that. Boom, indicted, same day. But they're not doing it. And they're not doing it because they don't want to risk their precious positions. And they're not doing it.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Well, everyone's saying that now. Why was I saying it back then? Because we are dealing with people who must be dissuaded. They must be dissuaded. And because we don't understand who we're dealing with and what their motivations are, we don't understand what will actually dissuade them. That's where the confusion and the shock comes in. I've seen many, many, many people celebrating things like this today. I've seen a couple of different things. I've seen things like this. Here's a headline. Trump reportedly raises $200 million since the verdict. I saw this headline, and I saw endless people on the right. Oh, man! Democrats really screwed up this time. Oh, all they did was make Trump stronger. Woo! I've seen this. I've seen many people on the right saying, this Judge Mershon out of New York, he really discredited himself. Now it comes out this guy, he donated to Democrats. He donated to Joe Biden. Wow. He looks bad. In fact, this case is going to get overturned on appeal. What an idiot. Woo. Well, you don't understand what you're dealing with. Communists aren't concerned with Donald Trump raising $200 million. They would prefer he didn't, don't get me wrong, but they're not concerned with it. Judge Mershon in New York, he's not concerned with losing his reputation with you or me. He's not concerned with the next analyst on Fox News saying, well, legally, I think this will get overturned and then the judge will look bad. Because Judge Mershon understands something so many people on the right have not understood and do not understand and have not accepted yet. He exists in New York City, New York State, and the United States of America. At every single level, for a guy like that, he lives in a communist country. Have you ever studied communist countries, no matter what they may be, whether it's Cambodia or East Germany or the Soviet Union or anywhere else? What is the one thing? What is the one ticket you can buy that will guarantee you a better life, better jobs, better parking, better houses, better schools, better food, better what is the thing in communist countries that guarantees you the good life versus the crappy life everyone else has to live? What is that thing? Party membership. When you exist in a communist country, the goal is not to be well thought of by you or me. The goal is not to avoid having your cases overturned by appeal. The goal is not to avoid the other guy raising a bunch of campaign money for it. That's not the goal at all.
Those things don't even cross your mind. When you live in a communist country, the goal is to become a party member. A party member. If I can just get my ticket, if I can just get my Communist Party membership card, then I can move out of this crappy house and we can stop eating this slop every night and I can start getting a job where I can afford to eat and get my kids some clothes. If I will even be able to take a vacation. I bet they'll allow me to own a color TV if I can just get my membership card. Judge Mershon just got his communist membership card. Alvin Bragg, he got his membership card.
I did my job. We did our job. Many voices out there. The only voice that matters is the voice of the jury, and the jury has spoken.
And you know what? He's not wrong. He did his job. You see, the thing is, he views his job different than how you view his job. You probably, because you're a good person, a citizen who believes in the law, right, wrong, good, evil, you believe his job as the AG is to arrest and prosecute criminals. But that's not how Alvin Bragg sees himself. You see, the communist, he is all about the revolution. And anything you can do to cement your party membership status and further the revolution, that is a good thing. Alvin Bragg, he views his job as turning loose violent criminals so they can rape and murder more women. That's how he views part of his job. That's why he does it. And he views the other part of his job as arresting and prosecuting his political opponents. And Alvin Bragg has done his job in his mind to the letter. Just because you or I don't see it that way, that doesn't affect him at all. And that brings me to fighting back against these people and what fighting back actually looks like. You see, if we're dealing with someone, if I'm dealing with somebody and they don't care about my opinion of them, well, then if I want to stop them, then I am going to be forced to find a different way to disincentivize them from doing the evil things they're doing. And raising Donald Trump a bunch of money, not that I'm saying don't donate to Trump. If you did that, that's fine. Go ahead, donate whatever. Look, you were mad, you wanted to donate, that's fine. But that's not what the communist fears. He doesn't fear it at all. The communist is dealing with a completely different value system. Completely different value system here. The communist, he only understands fear and pain. This is actually going to bring us to Fauci, which I will get to in a minute. Fauci and all his testimony today. I know it sounds like such a Rubicon crossing moment, a bridge too far. We can never come back from this, but here we are. I was on vacation all week last week. It's June 3rd. It's Monday, June 3rd. Let me ask you something. How many Democrats have been arrested since Trump's conviction? Anyone? I was a little out of pocket. I realized I wasn't following the news every day. Chris, Michael, was there something? Did I miss something? Did Chuck Schumer get arrested? Did a single Republican AG announce his intention to indict and arrest Joe Biden after he leaves office? Did it, Michael, Chris, did I miss any? None of those? Not one story? Oh. Oh, okay. So why would they stop? Why would they ever stop? Here's a hint. They won't. I'll give you a couple examples. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, only 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. So get ready for that one. Then we're going to have more. We're going to have all kinds of Fauci stuff, some more of this Trump stuff. But I just want to wrap up this point. We're talking about not understanding what we're dealing with, and we're not understanding that we have to provide disincentives to the other side. As of right now, there have been zero disincentives. None. Zero. Zip. Zilch. No Democrats arrested. Ah, but Trump raised a bunch of money. They don't give a crap about that. Oh, but the poll numbers, oh, they're really regretting it. They don't care about that either. Now, they'd rather win, but that's not providing a disincentive. You think the next district attorney, you think Fannie Willis down in Georgia is looking at Joe Biden's sorry poll numbers post-conviction and saying to herself, well, I mean, maybe we shouldn't go through with this, guys. You're probably snickering about it like I am as I say it because it's so beyond absurd. She doesn't give a crap. Look. They convict Trump of 34 felony counts of the most ridiculous charges. At the same time, headline, Ohio legislature approves a bill to secure Biden's spot on the November ballot. At the same time, Democrats are arresting and possibly imprisoning Donald Trump before the election. Republicans dug in their heels and made sure Joe Biden got to appear on the ballot in Ohio. Why would Democrats ever stop? Honestly, here's one. 8 Senate Republicans vow to oppose all Biden nominees and Democrat legislation. This was led by Mike Lee. 8? That's the best we could do? The best we could do is 8 of them? 8 Republicans? 8 Republicans stepped up and essentially said, well, I mean, we're not going to approve any more nominees. That's the teeth we came with? They're getting ready to throw the Republican presidential nominee either on probation or they're going to lock him in his home so he can't campaign, or they very well... You understand prison time is on the ballot here. I shouldn't say on the ballot. Donald Trump might get elected from prison, state prison in New York. That's a possibility. I've talked to legal people all week. It's a possibility. They're on the cusp of throwing the Republican nominee for president in state prison, and the best we can muster is 8 Republican senators saying we're not going to approve of whatever Judge Jerkwater. That's the best we can do? So forget about your perspective or my perspective. Looking at it from their perspective, what is the disincentive? Why wouldn't they do this to every Republican? And I just screamed about this ever since January 6th when I've been screaming about this behind the microphone, saying their names over and over again. The Jeremy Browns of the world. I could go down the list of all these guys, these normal everyday Americans who were abused by the justice system of this country, overcharged, over-incarcerated, abused while they awaited trial, and there was no Republican response. I believe to this day, someone will correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I am, not a single Republican in the House, Senate, or Republican governor or Republican AG has even stepped foot in a trial of a January 6th defendant. And we wake up one day and they've convicted Donald Trump and we're all, oh my gosh, how could this happen? Why would they do this? Well, why would they do this? Because you sat on your hands and hid under, not you personally, I'm talking to the elected officials, but because our elected officials sat on their hands and hid under their desks for 2 or 3 years with no response whatsoever, of course the communist is going to keep going. His car doesn't even go in reverse. It's always in drive, and he's either stopped by you, forced to be pushed backwards, you must push him backwards because he's never going to drive backwards on his own, or he's moving forward, sometimes at breakneck speed, sometimes slower, but he's constantly moving forward because he's never, ever, ever given a disincentive by the right. Ever. Why wouldn't he? I had a week to think about this. I don't even blame Alan Bragg. Why would I blame Alan Bragg? Do I blame the goldfish when I drop a piece of bread in the water for going up and eating it? Alvin Bragg is a filthy communist. Filthy communists do what he did. They take power for what? What are the two things a communist does with power? They reward their friends. They punish their enemies. Alvin Bragg has taken power He's taken all the rapists and murderers in New York City and he turned them loose. He's rewarded his friends and he's found enemy number one for the communists in America, at least in their minds. It's Donald Trump. And he arrested him and convicted him. And he has no disincentive. Let me ask you. If today, let's say Texas's AG, it's a big state. Texas is a big state, red state. What if Texas's AG put out a statement today saying we now have a criminal warrant for Alvin Bragg? If Alvin Bragg ever steps foot in the state of Texas, he will immediately be arrested, sent to jail, and await trial. Now, maybe that would disincentive Alvin Bragg. Maybe it wouldn't. But you're telling me the next communist prosecutor who thought about doing such a thing, you're telling me that wouldn't be on his mind? Well, hold on a minute. I mean, I want to indict Trump too, but my sister Susie, she lives in Texas. We go there every Christmas time. I mean, if I do this, what if I can never go back and visit her again? Hey, maybe we shouldn't. We've provided no disincentives. Raising campaign money is not a disincentive. Pointing out how evil they are is not a disincentive. Whining about the things they've done is not a disincentive. All we do is point. That's all we do. I've called the GOP. I've got a new name for them on top of the low-T GOP, the Pointer Sisters, because that's all they do is point. Hey, look, point. Hey, look, he's doing bad. I mean, with this Fauci stuff today, I'm about to go off on this after Medal of Honor Monday. Hey, look what he did. Hey, look what he's doing. Look what he did. Dr. Fauci is retired with the largest government pension in the history of the United States of America. He's a world-renowned author. He's famous. He'll live the high life to the day he dies. You think he's worried about your congressional inquiry? Without handcuffs, the next Dr. Fauci is going to do the same thing because we don't give disincentives. Now, we'll deal with Medal of Honor money, then we'll deal with some more of this Fauci stuff and other things. Before we get to that, I understand that my knee was swollen. I haven't told you yet, okay? I haven't told you. I also have to tell you about my travels in airports. And I've never had this before. We landed in New York, and my left knee was all swollen and sore. And I don't know if you've done any, I mean, not, I don't know how much time you spend in New York City. All you do is walk. You don't ride anywhere. You walk. We did 16 miles in 2 days. My wife has one of the weirdo tracking watch thingies. I had to have Relief Factor. I don't know what I would have done without Relief Factor. You have aches and pains? Knees, back, neck, joints, muscles, whatever it is. You take Relief Factor every day. It's all natural. It helps your body's natural response to inflammation. So do your body a favor, your aches and pains, your mood. Do something for all that and go get some Relief Factor. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. You don't have to live with pain. Thank you, Relief Factor. My knee feels much better. All right? Medal of Honor Monday. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.